regular meeting of the Board of Directors of the Upper San Gabriel Valley Municipal Water District is called to order. And Dr. Rigi, if you'd be kind, sir, kind enough to lead us in pledge of allegiance.
As we enter into a new year, let us proclaim that our flag is bright in color, brilliant in courage, and firm in faith. To these, let us add our sincere pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Very good. Welcome, everybody. And moving right along. Roll call, Mr. Chapman, all present. Very good. Adoption of the agenda, do I hear a motion?
Move.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Very good. I understand that sounds like it's a unanimous vote. Public comment. Anyone wishing to discuss items should do so now. The Board of Directors may allow additional input during the meeting. A 3-minute time limit on remarks is requested. Do I have anybody who wants to speak? Seeing none, we'll move to minutes. Do I hear a motion for the minutes?
Second.
Very good. Any discussion on the minutes?
Mr. Chair?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. On page 11,946, third page in, I have a paragraph up there near the top. He added that the cost of staying with Metropolitan is reflected in the constituents' property taxes. And I also, this is a separate thought and a separate sentence probably, but I also mentioned that we ought to negotiate with the merger with the Four Cities District to improve the situation. I wanted that sentence in there. We should negotiate on a merger with the Four Cities District, which is a state water contractor. That was an important point, and I wanted to be included.
Noted. So noted.
Otherwise, aye.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Demands on general fund account. Mr. Chapman?
Yeah, President Trevino, we have demands on the general fund of just over $670,000 and nominal demands on the water fund of just over $20,000.
I hear a motion for approval. All in favor?
I have, Mr. Chair, I approve except for demand number 16480 and 503.
And 503, sir?
503 and 16503.
So with the exception of those two, all in favor?
Aye.
Unanimous, with the exception of Mr. Robinson's so noted exclusions. Financial statement, Mr. Chapman?
Yeah, at mid-year, Mr. President, we are tracking operating expenses at about half of the budget, as we would expect. That's good news, and expect that trend to continue and stay on budget. That's all.
All right, very good. Committee reports are in the packet and also out there as you come into the boardroom. Okay, moving on to action items. We have on the calendar today election of officers for calendar year 2012, President, Vice President, Secretary, Treasurer. And we have recommendation that we elect officers. So starting with the office of President.
Mr. Chair, I'd like to nominate Director Darius.
Okay.
I'll second that.
All right.
So are we still taking nominations? Or is
Yeah. Still taking nominations.
And I don't think, maybe the lawyer can correct me, but do nominations require a second?
No, they do not.
No.
But you now the chair is still open for nominations.
Right.
For the nominations.
If there's no other nominations, then that's it. Director Rias is the only name.
Is the chair closing nominations?
I'm closing nominations. I think there's nobody else. Unless I nominate myself.
Yeah. You're not prevented from doing that.
Yeah. No, I'll nominate myself.
Okay.
But I make it interesting. Anyway.
This is an Iowa night anyway.
Yeah,
caucus.
Right. There you go.
So, Mr. Chair, you now have two candidates for president and the board needs to act by motion to appoint the president.
Now, should I go through vice president, secretary, treasurer, or just go with president for right now?
I think now let's just do president. Let's walk through them individually. Okay. I think that would probably make them.
Let's do a roll call vote. Let's do a roll call vote starting with.
But the nominee that they're voting on is Director
Urias.
Urias. Okay.
Yeah.
Urias.
Okay.
Urias.
Mm-hmm.
Urias.
And it's unanimous. Urias.
And I believe was that appointment for in your code? Do you do it effective next meeting or effective this meeting?
It takes place at this meeting.
At this meeting, okay.
So we will trade seats. Director Urias comes over here.
Let us continue. I would like to now open up nominations for vice president.
I'd like to nominate. Chair. I'd like to nominate Director Fellow.
Okay. Any additional nominations? Seeing none, I'll ask for a roll call vote.
Director Robinson.
Fellow.
Fellow. Make it unanimous.
Unanimous. I'd like to open up nominations for Secretary Treasurer.
I'd like to nominate Director Travis.
Any other nominations? Seeing none. By acclamation? Or should we take
action? You need to take action.
Take action? Okay. Call for the vote.
Travis.
Travis.
Director
Travis. Yes.
Travis.
Chavez, unanimous. Okay. Action item number B, Mr. Chapman.
Yeah, Mr. President, each year at the same time, typically the board has made appointments to its standing committees. And item 9B has those committees here, administrative, conservation and education, legal, communications and claims, ledge and government, and the water policy committee. Take action now. Options would be to adopt as is, obviously to change at the board's pleasure, or to defer to another meeting.
Gentlemen, any preference? I wouldn't mind.
My recommendation would be to adopt as is.
Adopt as is. Motion and a second to adopt as is.
And so the minister clear that when you say adopt as is, it's the same committee assignments will continue on through the next year.
Yes, it's the next year, or I suppose that the discretion of the president could change that if he so fit.
Okay.
I don't, it's your call.
That's true.
You know, let's go ahead and hold off on this. I'd like to put it off to our next meeting just to review it.
Motion to table?
Yeah. Motion to table.
And then also, Councillor, we have a motion to adopt as is.
Okay. You know what? Let me withdraw my motion to table and just continue with the motion to adopt as is.
With the motion. Call for the question.
Sorry.
Roll call for the question.
Roll call vote.
Mm-hmm.
Director Robinson.
I don't really care.
So
No.
So what's the motion?
To adopt the existing assignment.
Okay.
Okay,
we're going
to no.
I don't think I'm care to really qualify.
Then I'll just do no then.
Oh, okay. That's
fine. Director Fellow?
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, no.
Yes. Action item number 9C.
Yeah, similarly, Mr. President, the board has typically considered appointments made at the board's pleasure. At this time, those appointments are for the MWD seat, the Association of California Water Agencies, Joint Powers Insurance Authority, the JPA, San Gabriel River Discovery Center Authority, the San Gabriel Valley Council of Governments, and the San Gabriel Valley Water Association.
Okay. Go ahead and go to item C1. Do we have any nominations for Metropolitan? I'd like to nominate Mr. Stephen Millard.
Second.
Do we have any additional nominations?
I nominate Director Travis.
Okay. I'll decline that. Thank you.
Okay. Any additional nominations? Seeing none, go ahead and proceed to call for the question.
Director Robinson.
Millard.
Yes.
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 Yes. Go on to item number C2.
This is for the Association of California Water Agencies Joint Powers Insurance Authority, and that is before you here in item C, and the current appointee is President Trevino, or Director Trevino.
I'm nominating. Do you want to do it? Do you want to continue?
Yeah.
Nominate Mr. Wright.
Do we need a second for that? Or no?
Not for nominations.
Okay. Do we have any additional nominations? Seeing none, go ahead and move to a vote.
Director Robinson.
Aye.
Director Fellow.
Aye.
Director Trevino.
Aye.
Mr. Reyes.
Yes.
Is this Director Reyes and myself still stays the same, right?
Stays the same.
You represent me, though.
And
item number 3 for the Discovery Center Authority.
Yeah, the current appointees are Director Fellow and Director Urias as the alternate.
Mr. Chair, I'll nominate the same two.
Any additional
same in the same positions.
Okay, see you now. Call for a vote.
Director Robinson, Director Fellow.
Yeah.
Director Chavez.
Aye.
Martino.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Next, we have item number 4, San Gabriel Valley Council of Governments.
The current appointee is Dr. Fellow.
I nominate Dr. Fellow.
Second.
Okay.
Any other nominations? Seeing none, quick call for a vote.
Dr. Robinson?
Aye.
Dr. Fellow? Dr. Chavez?
Aye.
Aye.
Item number C5, the San Gabriel Valley Water Association.
Yeah, the current appointee is...
I think that's myself.
Quality Authority of Water, so yes, that's correct. It's Director Chavez and Director Robinson.
I'll decline that and allow someone else to be nominated. They meet in the afternoons that I can't make it on those, so it'll be better if someone else goes.
I'll nominate Mr. Robinson.
I'll second that. And we need an alternate. I wouldn't mind being the alternate for that.
Okay, Mr. Gray.
Seeing no other nominations, ask for a vote.
Director Robinson.
Aye.
Director Chavez. Director Chavez.
Oh, aye.
Director aye. Chavez.
Go ahead and move on to item D, discussion of 2012 legislative policy guidance. Mr. Chapman.
Yeah, President Urias, what you have here is a very high-level guidepost, I'll call it, for the 2012 legislative activity. This is something that we operated without, albeit successfully, but operated without in 2011. And what I have outlined here, staff has outlined, are some general guidelines for staff to work within to prepare and sign support or oppose letters on various legislation as it moves through either the federal or state processes. The focus areas are, of course, on the Bay Delta sustainability, mostly looking at the continued implementation of the legislative package passed in 2009 in support of rehabilitating the Bay Delta ecosystem and the water supply reliability that we all strive for from the Bay Delta. And any efforts for long-term sustainable solutions, such as the Bay Delta Conservation Program that Metropolitan is leading for us. Moving generally to fiscal policy, the efforts there, of course, are focused on supporting state funding proposals that fund a diverse mix of water resource development, and any proposals that also supporting any proposals for state and federal funding opportunities for local water agencies such as Upper District. And naturally, we would consider opposing legislation that transfers funding, income, or revenues away from the Upper District or transfers costs to the Upper District that are disproportionate to the benefits that we receive for those services. The district has historically, and I would recommend, continue to support legislation that provides resources for conservation and any encouragement to local agencies to or private enterprises to implement water conservation projects. Recycled water is very important to us, and we have been very active with water reuse, Association of California Water Agencies, AMWA, AWWA, to support legislation in that arena as well. And we're starting to make a foray into the stormwater arena, and so supportive legislation and mapping. So again, this would set general policy parameters that the board is aware of, and any legislative activity that's clearly outside of those policy parameters would be incumbent on staff to bring that back for the board's consideration.
Okay, any discussion from directors?
Yeah, I have a question. How does this differ from our current policy? The general manager would prepare and sign these letters under the direction of the legislative committee. Is that correct? I mean, does this represent any substantial change from what we're doing right now?
No, only in that it provides written instruction to staff from the board on what those general parameters are. It would also facilitate the process in that each letter that we prepare does not have to go before the legislative committee.
I think each letter could go before the legislative committee. Myself, I mean, well, why shouldn't it? Just, is this an efficiency thing?
Sometimes we get caught up in the process where we don't have enough foresight and the legislative process moves quicker than we can get to the legislative committee. That's been very common, particularly with some of the matters that are in discussion in the legislature.
You're the chair of the Leg Committee. Is this sound good to you?
Sure.
Can I just ask
any Director Pella?
Is it possible to... in these cases, if we did what Mr. Robinson wants to do, to do this online, like with the legislative committee, you just ask for general opinion?
Of the board?
With the legislative committee? Or?
Oh, well, if the legislative committee is going to meet, that's fine. It's a standing committee, so it's a Brown Act committee. It has to be noticed and it has to be a meeting. You cannot solicit a majority consensus online. That would be a violation of the Brown Act.
Committee consensus, committee opinion.
Yeah, but it's a standing committee, and standing committees have to be noticed. Ad hoc committees do not have to be noticed, but if standing committee is going to debate something or consider something, it has to be at pursuant to the Brown Act, which would be a notice meeting.
So if something came up today and the committee couldn't meet, you can just go get the two people, Chavez and the other person, myself, and just say how we thought about it?
Two directors could have a discussion because you're not developing a consensus of the majority of the board. But as soon as a third director enters that discussion or the general manager is used as a conduit to talk to another director about, then you have Brown Act issues. So it's a little sticky. Ad hoc committees are the only ones that aren't subject to the Brown Act. But ad hocs often fall over into the definition of what a standing committee is.
Any additional discussion? What is the pleasure of the board?
Well, I don't know how the board feels about it. With what Mr. Robinson had to say, I have no problems with each one of these coming to the committee. I think this is a good list. We did discuss that we didn't have a quorum. So we decided to bring it without any recommendation. But I think these are the points that we have been looking at. And certainly, the Bay Delta sustainability is something that we're going to have to hopefully get involved with very actively because talking to some legislators, it looks like it's going nowhere. And I think that would be tragic. So I'll make a motion to approve these principles.
Do I have a second?
I'll second that.
Mr. Chapman, roll call vote.
Director Robinson.
I'll dissent.
Hello?
Yes.
Yes.
Thomas.
Yes.
You know?
Yes. Item number 10. Anyone wishing to remove items from the consent calendar? Seeing.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Seeing no objection? So moved. Item number 12, information items. I believe have been filed with our packet and are available in the back. Item number 13, attorney's report.
Just a brief report, Mr. Chair, on the continuing report on the San Diego versus Metropolitan matter. And there is a significant hearing tomorrow at 1:30 that's going to take place in the Superior Court in San Francisco, at which several motions filed by Metropolitan and the co-defendants that have filed a demur and a motion to strike portions of the San Diego complaint. So you can expect at the next meeting a review of the. Hopefully, we get the results of that motion by then.
Item number 14, engineer's report.
Thank you, Mr. President, and congratulations to you and the new offices of the board.
Thank you.
We've had a fairly uneventful month. The ballpark Kevo is not moving around much. As of December 23rd, right before Christmas, it was measured at 235.6 feet. It dropped about 0.2 feet. So it's basically sitting at about the 235 mark. Has been there for a while. No big changes. Canyon Basin storage, as I reported before, total Canyon Basin storage is about 84,000 acre feet. We're now down to less than 20,000 acre feet in total storage in the canyon. That's getting down to minimum pool, which is normal for this time of year. So we're about 23% of capacity. Hoping we see some rain to fill the reservoirs back up. Inflow to San Gabriel Canyon is still holding at about 50 CFS. This last month it was measured 45, so it's holding at about 50 CFS of continued inflow to the canyon. Rainfall, here's really the big story. Rainfall last year at this time, we were at 280% of average. And this year, we are just barely at average. We are at a little less than 4 inches. Last year at this time, we were almost 11 inches. So you can see that we were tracking pretty closely. This last month, this last period was when we had a very wet period last year. Picked up a lot of our rain. Now we're tracking behind schedule as far as trying to keep up with last year and have it be a wet year. Water quality, there were 50 wells sampled as part of the Health Department's Title 22 program during the month of December. Back in November, there were 86 wells sampled in the same program. Stetson did not receive any notice of wells shut down due to water quality, so we should report that, and I'll be happy to answer any other questions.
Sure. Any additional questions? All right. The General Manager's report, Mr. Chapman.
Yeah, Mr. President, you have the board has my written report, which is wish the board and our attending public staff a happy new year. Excited about the progress to come in 2012.
All right. Item number 16, Metropolitan Report. Director Chavez.
The report has been filed with the board and submitted in writing. That's it.
Sounds good. WQLA report?
As well as item 17 and 18.
Okay. Item number 19, director's comments. Director Robinson?
I didn't mention it during the nomination process, but I was hoping that the board would agree that as Director Millard is sworn in at Metropolitan Water District, that responsibility is also included. But I think he should have a membership of the American Water Works Association or the Association of California Water Agencies. Our general manager and him collaborate and figure out how that could help the district. That could be worked out.
Dr. Feller.
I just wanted to pay my respects and tributes to Grace Napolitano for who I realize she's been working on this. I've seen her efforts for many years, and it paid off, and she deserves a great deal of praise. Thank you.
Director Chavez.
Only to congratulate the new officers of the board, as well as if we could adjourn in memory of Marcella Calderon, wife of my former colleague, Tom Calderon.
Director Trivino?
Yes, likewise, I'd like to congratulate the new officers of the board, and also would like to adjourn the memory of Norma Gutierrez, who is the mother of the City of San Gabriel of Mayor David Gutierrez.
Thank you. I just want to thank my colleagues for your vote of confidence and supporting me as the new president for the board. Also, look forward to working and continuing to work with this board, be able to move us forward and to focus on the goals that we have set, very tremendous and aggressive goals that we set. But look forward to it, and I know 2012 is going to be a great year. So, with that, thank you. Future agenda items? Seeing none. Item number 21.
We're in a brief closed session, Mr. Chair, pursuant to government code section 54956.9.
Okay. We will go ahead and adjourn the closed session.
Mr. Chair, the board met in closed session pursuant to government code section 54956.9 to discuss one item of potential litigation. No formal action was taken by the board. That concludes my closed session report.
Okay. Do I have a motion to adjourn?
Approved.